troubled mind. I left my body lying somewhere in the sands of time. But I watched the world flip to the dark side of the moon. I feel there's nothing I can do.
Welcome back to Homeschool Podcast, you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Augustino Zoida, and I host the Homeschool Podcast. And this episode is a continuation of last week's last episode, right where we left you off, with Nick Guerra and my co-host Kevin Lyons in studio, aka Garage. We're finishing up that long conversation we had, which was a great conversation. I hope that you guys were enjoying it. I hope that you liked the first half, and I'm glad that you guys are back here to see this, to listen to the second half of the episode. Don't forget that these videos are all on YouTube, so you can actually watch us on YouTube. I'm really good about getting the podcast out on time, releasing it Tuesday morning and Friday morning. But the videos are like a little bit behind, so bear with us on that because the editing takes time and stuff. So we're always like, you know, a week behind. But all these episodes come out on YouTube. Just a quick reminder. Also, guys, just a quick reminder, because the last episode was, you know, a first part. We didn't remind you at the end of the episode about the sponsors. Okay, so. Quick, just real quick again, this episode is brought to you by Masterclass. I don't need to tell you again. You already know what they do. Guys, you can now take a class. You can now follow your dream. You can now better your craft. You can now better your art that you were trying to do or anything you wanted to learn in your house, on your schedule, on your budget. How many times have you told yourself, I'd like to do this, I'd like to get better at that, I'd like to take a class in this or get more advanced in this, or, you know, I'm not good enough at this, I just wish I was a little bit better, or I want to start this thing, but I don't know how to do it, I don't even know where to begin, I need to take a class, I don't have time, I don't have money to do that, how am I going to have time to go to a class? I already go to work, and then I have to come right home, I already have a kid. Listen, you guys, Masterclass is the answer and the solution. You could take a class for anything: comedy, writing, acting, directing, cooking, how to play guitar, how to write poetry, I mean, storytelling, performing. Just be better at it. Like, just go start somewhere, and you could do it in your own house. I don't know how else to tell you how important this service is. I'm using it to brush up on my writing technique, because I started writing short stories again, like I used to do as a teenager, and I'm really enjoying it. I like the ideas that I come up with. I like how it keeps my brain sharp, and I'm getting like actual stories for the stage out of it. Which, by the way, I started to release them on the website. So you can go to homeschooledpod.com and you can you can click on stories. It's a tab. I added a tab. It's called stories. And you'll see it. I only put one up there so far because it's the one that I finally got edited and finished and everything. I'm working on two other ones. But for now, you got a story up there. I don't know if I told you guys, but it's been up there since the holidays. So it's a holiday story. But hey, it's still good. If you want to go read it, I'm really having a good time writing these short stories. And some of them are funny, some of them are emotional, but just go check it out. At homeschoolpod.com, click on stories. You can also click on sponsors, and you'll find all the links to all the sponsors of our podcast, like Masterclass, which you'll also find the link in the description of this episode right now. And while you're over there, you can click on our other sponsor, Embrace Pet Insurance. I can't stress enough the importance of getting your pet insured. All pets, cats, dogs, of all different sizes, and there's several different plans. There's one that is right for you. Just get a quote. That's all I'm telling you. The link is also in the description. It'll take you right to get a quote, okay? It's easy. Just fill it out. They'll tell you what you're going to pay. If you don't want to pay that much, find a different plan or don't pay that much, okay? But it's not going to hurt you to just get a quote. Click the link in the description. You're helping you, your pet, and the Homeschool Podcast. Also, while you're online at homeschoolpod.com, you can click on merch. Please, guys, go get our merch and, I mean, support the Homeschool Podcast by getting a t-shirt or a hoodie or a sweatshirt or something, or even a mug or a sticker. We love it. We love to see you guys out there repping. And we have a brand new gym bag and tote bag, Homeschool Podcast. So that'd be great to see you guys in the gym or at the beach, you know, keeping your towels in the tote bag or whatever. I would love to see it. Tag me on Instagram or Twitter. And it makes us feel so proud. That's pretty much it, you guys. I want to give a big thank you to Joey Diaz and the Comedy Store. If you guys were at the show in the Belly Room for Joey Diaz's birthday, I got to do a small opening. It was extremely challenging because you only get 8 minutes because Joey's got to do like an hour and a half because he's working out his storytelling thing. So he's just doing long stories. And, you know, it's tough to go up there cold open, warm you guys up in 8 minutes. And then also I close with a story myself to kind of ease them into what they're going to expect for the evening. So it was challenging and I'm happy I did it and it went well. And I hope that people that were there enjoyed it. So if you were there, thank you. If you're looking for more opportunities to see me perform live, you can find that on the podcast website too, homeschooledpod.com. Click on tour. I think that the next date I have coming up is March 6th, also at the Comedy Store, but you'll see the other dates there as well. And that's pretty much it, you guys. I'm excited for you to finish the rest of this episode with Nick Guerra. Thank you so much for tuning in, and it's time to start the episode.
Please take your seats. School is now in session.
Home School Podcast.
Home School.
The Homeschool Podcast. Why? Because he was homeschooled.
I don't want to do that.
Okay.
I don't want to do that at all.
Went out right before everything, you know, and it's funny, my mom's birthday was that same weekend.
Mm.
So, of course, we got all together and we even joked, like, well, this is Dad's way of getting us to together for your birthday.
Oh man, that's,
you know,
cool.
And you know, we laughed about a lot of little things, and you know, I was there to, we luckily used our humor to just kind
of
joke about.
Of course, it's what you do.
Yeah.
Did your dad? Well, obviously, I mean, your dad got to see you do a couple of great things, man. You were several television shows before he passed. You know.
Yeah.
I'd hate to think about like some people that their parents passed before they got to see them, you know, on TV or something, you know, because, you know, he's got daughters that had kids, right? So he was a granddad. He's got, you're a single dude who didn't have kids. You moved to LA to pursue your dream. And I'm sure that it made him happy to see you on TV. And I'm glad he got
definitely
to see that.
He was very proud of it. He was a field worker when he was young. You know, he would go up to Kansas with his family, 10, and pick cucumbers and shit like that.
Okay.
You know, first of his family to go to college and became a teacher. So yeah, in his head, wow, I didn't expect this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were on Last Comic Standing.
Tonight Show, the HBO
Tonight
thing.
Show, yeah.
Yeah.
The HBO thing, was that
I
the one with
I wish you would have seen the one that is getting released
that's
now.
About to, right.
He knew.
Which
about
one was
the
fluffy one? Was that HBO?
No, it was Comedy Central.
You were, oh yeah, that's right. You were on that too.
What do you have getting released now?
On March 20th, a half hour on HBO. Latino, but HBO.
Dude, that's awesome,
yeah,
man.
I'm
that's great, dude.
What
Congrats.
Do you? That's
we
what I wanted.
It last year, and just been waiting.
Really? What? Yeah. What was taking it so long?
So
when last year did you?
Like April.
Okay.
So basically,
wow, so almost a year.
Yeah, man. I know. What happened is this: is that they filmed quite a few. The company that's putting this together, they recorded like Orlando Leyva's half hour, Gina Brion's half hour, right? And Orlando really got a lot of heat off of it. Like, it started making noise. HBO was wondering what was going on because they started hearing the noise. And they're like, oh, so what's happening over in the HBO Latino department? And they said, oh, it's this stand-up specials, this series that we're releasing. They're Latino comics, but it's not Spanish comedy or whatever. And they're like, oh, okay, well, we really like this and we want to get behind it. So choose one of the specials that you guys really want to push. And in the first quarter of 2020, we'll push it like crazy. And they chose mine.
Nice.
Whoa.
Yeah, nice man. Very nice.
There you go. That's fucking dope.
But it's that weight of like, it was supposed to come out in August.
Yeah.
And so it's just like, okay.
So they had already did labels.
Yeah.
Like when?
I think it was like almost a year,
like
and
a year
ago,
and that had already aired.
Yeah,
and it was doing really, really well.
Yeah, it was getting some.
So they said like choose someone else's to push.
They told the HBO.
But what do you mean they chose yours? You had already filmed it.
I already filmed it.
But whom else's did they film?
They filmed mine, Gina Brion's, Eric Rivera's, another half hour, and I think they filmed like two more or whatever. I don't know.
So they were only gonna do one to push.
They were going to do one with a major push because
so have they released the other ones already?
They've already released the other ones.
But they just held yours off.
They held mine.
And they're going to do the major push with you.
That's what they say.
Okay.
You know, I mean, as much as you can hear it, you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because if it's not in the contract, this is what I've learned. If it's not in the contract, then they have no legal reason to keep up with it.
Yeah.
Right? The first quarter push is a definite benefit because that's when everybody gets their budget for the year.
Okay.
So there's more money in the beginning of the year than the end.
Right.
So it's like, okay, so that sounds great. They're really going to get behind it. But it's that thing of like, I'm trying to put together my own thing to push it.
Yeah.
Because I don't know how much it's
going to They are going to push it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know. I mean, if you turn on like HBO comedy specials, Orlando's is right there. It's not even in a separate section.
Yeah.
It's just in comedy specials. You know, and there was one time I turned on HBO and it said, have a laugh. And it had all of those specials right at the bottom. So I'm like, okay, so it's pushing these specials. I just don't.
Hopefully they're going to push yours right around
Hopefully,
there.
Man. You hope.
So when you click on Comedy Central, like a lot of people just have streaming services now where you can just, everything's on demand
rather than
what's on TV. Right now you can go see everything that Comedy Central has to offer, like one of those.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're going to be...
And sometimes they have, here's new, here's featured, here's mm-hmm. what we like, classics. So it's just like, let's see...
So how have they have released like Gina's and...
Well, Gina had it in her contract to get released first.
So how are they releasing the episodes though? Once a month or what were they doing?
I think it was... hers was in like July...
Eric so was it September. Wasn't like a series of like, this is Latinos comedy,
and
we're going to release every month a half hour of...
No. It's like every 2 months.
Netflix, they're just releasing specials.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
When you said that you don't know if they're going to push it, that you're going to have... What was your plan on to help push it?
Dude, so my plan is I might hire a publicist.
Okay.
Right. And I've learned a few, like Joey Diaz is the one that told me, he's like, celebrate every victory.
Yeah.
Throw a little party.
Yeah. He told me that too.
You know, I'm going to try to get on as many podcasts. I'm going to try to call in a lot of favors and say, let me on your podcast. I have something to push. That's another one. I'm going to start live streaming on Instagram at least once a day to push it. I'm actually trying to figure out a video series because I talk a lot about relationships. So I want to just do a video series of relationship advice to lead up to that.
Well, if you need any video production help, let us know. We can shoot something for you if you need.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
I
have a green screen studio and everything.
What, this guy, this whole time?
Yeah. This guy's got shit up his sleeve, dude.
I didn't know this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah,
It's all in the house I live in now. We converted our garage into a big green screen studio and stuff like that.
So then maybe
we like to help people out. So if you need any help doing that, just let me know.
Yeah,
drive up to Winnetka.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I'll do it. Oh, yeah, yeah. I'll drive out there. Fuck it. Knock it out. Yeah, and then the other thing is like call up a hometown newspaper. There's a guy that writes articles on me. Get an article printed out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Call in some favors with radio DJs that I meet and try to get on their show to promote it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Absolutely. All that stuff. Just a hard push. Are you going to try to do it like a week before it comes out or after it's already out?
I want to start doing it.
Before, during, and after?
Yes.
Have you started the Instagram videos yet?
No, that's what I'm going to work on after this.
Okay.
I've already have the concept written out. I just need to go mm-hmm. and be like, okay, let me do the first one. Because knocking out that first one is always the biggest hurdle. Like, let me just fucking do this.
So what is this? This is HBO.
So it airs on HBO Latino.
Which is a different channel?
Yes.
Okay.
Because they have like HBO Family, HBO Comedy, HBO itself.
So if I pay for HBO and I click on my HBO
I believe
app,
it'll be in the...
I don't have to pay separate for HBO Latino.
After it airs, it will be on
regular HBO
anything.
App.
Yeah.
On demand.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Whether it's Go or their new one, Max, whatever the
fuck. Okay, great.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Which is why I think I was like, well, maybe that's good. I thought Max is going to get released March, but it's getting released May.
Mm-hmm.
But that might be beneficial to me to have that boost up again when they're like, HBO Max, and here's some of the content, and maybe my special will be up there, you know?
Okay.
I mean, who knows?
Yeah, that would be fantastic.
Yeah, I'm hoping.
But it's not in Spanish.
No.
They're just featuring like Latin comics.
It's just Latin comics. Yeah. I mean, it is what it is, man. You know, it's
dude, that's fucking awesome.
I mean, it's great.
On the app. It's like right there.
It's incredible.
That's essentially why I jumped at it.
But is it going to air on HBO?
I don't know if it'll ever air on the actual channel.
But HBO Latino, it will.
Yes.
Well, everybody just watches off of the
on demand anyway.
The, yes, right. The HBO on demand stuff. Totally. But like, I just think it's funny that you just like it's HBO, but it's HBO Latin, but it's all it's HBO. Well, it's HBO. It's fucking cool, man. That's fucking so
I'm
cool. Very,
yeah. I mean, so like the only day after, I'm I guess putting that there is so that people know it's HBO Latino.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Like, I'm but actually the, but very
the day,
proud
the day
of it.
After yeah. it airs, it's going to be accessible on HBO.
On any HBO thing.
So you got it's an HBO special.
Yeah.
It's an HBO special.
It's going to exist as that.
It's in English.
It's in English.
It's on HBO.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's not going to stream. It's not going to air on HBO, but it's going to air on HBO Latino, and everybody watches on demand.
It is part of their. Yeah. Their
I got the
thing.
HBO app on the smart TV. Yeah. You just click it, and boom, I'll be able to see
it. That's also
right
why
there.
I said I'd do it. I was like, yo, mm-hmm. it exists on HBO. The end.
Yes, it's like an HBO perfect. Special, bro.
Well, I don't know. Like, why do people just have just HBO the channel anyway when it's all on the app? You know what I mean? Like,
I think
why?
It's just they haven't canceled the subscription. That's
really?
That's just something they have.
But well, everything that they air on HBO
also,
is on their app, though.
But you
right?
also need to own HBO to get the app.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yes.
I didn't know that.
Well,
can okay. you just pay for HBO Go?
I think you can.
Yes.
But if you have HBO, it's already included.
I believe yes. so. Yes.
Along with
but you can
else.
Just pay for it as a yeah. separate streaming service.
So because a lot of people, they still have cable.
They still have cable, man.
And they're paying an extra to get the HBO channel. So now that you have the HBO channel, you pay extra for it, you can now also get the app to do
well,
the on-demand.
They do that a lot, too, with, like, Amazon Prime. Like, when you get the Prime subscription,
yeah.
it's just like, here's what's on HBO. Do you also want to pay a little bit extra and get the
and
HBO
get that,
stuff?
Yeah.
Right.
It's just like, you don't need to have, like, no. a cable service, mm-hmm. but it's just,
yeah.
I know people just
some
have
some people
the
are old
service.
School and they have the cable and they pay for HBO and they just watch what's live and they don't know how to actually
yeah.
go and see, like, what's not live. What else does HBO have on demand?
There's quite a few people that are still old school
mm-hmm.
because people have when I announced like hey I'm gonna be on this they're like okay I'll schedule it
mm-hmm.
you know
yeah
there's people that still like
do my parents still have cable they don't have the apps
they do too but it's just so interesting because all within this last year my whole family has been asking me what to do about like we want to what subscriptions should we get because we're canceling cable
yeah my parents
it's like my
too.
Parents my brother
it's
my
expensive,
sister
man
yeah it is man dude I got Hulu and
dude my mom pays like so much a month, and I always tell her like just cancel it, and then you only watch like three of those channels,
and
then just get those.
Yeah.
yeah, they exist. Just do like the $10, $10, $10. That's
yeah.
all. What do they call it? Like the a la carte TV or whatever.
Yeah.
But dude, Sling is another good one. Sling is like fucking $50 a month, and it's cable.
Yeah,
you can watch what's on right now on these channels, and then you can. Like, also on demand, what else they have.
Which is how I got into my 600-pound life. it's all Hulu, man.
yeah. yeah.
Watching it all.
Yeah, and check out The Curse yeah. of Oak Island, though. You're getting hooked
okay,
on that
Curse
one.
Of Oak Island.
What's yeah. on...
Man, I gotta go pee, man.
Oh, I'm sorry. We'll wrap up here soon. If
no,
you have...
have to. If you want to continue on for a little bit more, let me go pee.
Well, bro, it's a whole production if you gotta pee. I gotta go put the dog away.
Oh, that's
I gotta,
right.
Well, unless
okay,
you
want to
go pee in the alley.
Yeah.
Just pick a dark spot.
All right, I'm gonna go.
We're gonna talk shit about you while you're all gone.
Right, watch the cables.
Do it.
Watch your step over there.
Right. And then that's when everything comes down.
So what do you subscribe? What's your subscriptions now? What are you paying for?
So right now I got Netflix.
Yeah.
I pay for it. And Sling.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
It's kind of crazy.
Well, I have HBO, but I don't pay for it. Somebody
because now there's so many other like streaming services
mm-hmm.
that it's starting to become cable.
It's become yeah.
You
exactly.
know what I mean? Like the whole
you
reason
have
you
this,
did
you gotta
everything
have that.
Was on Netflix. Yeah. You know, it's just like oh, I'm.
But now there's
rid
nothing
cable.
On Netflix.
Well, yeah,
not nothing, but Netflix is becoming a network. Well, it is a network, and it. But I mean, they're producing their own content. The original content.
It's just so funny because eventually, like, with all these streaming services, oh, I want – because everyone's going to have something that you really want. And so once you subscribe to all of them, it's
yeah.
going to be basically what you're paying for cable, you
no,
know?
Yeah.
I mean, like, I can see it getting to that.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's just crazy.
No, that 100%, dude. There's, like, so much that it's going to end up being, like, the same price. Plus, you're paying for the internet. You know, it's going to end up being the same. But I don't think that – you need to have everything.
No.
Like,
if what do you have to drop? If you're going to drop something, what was you already have it, what you're going
to
drop?
What do you mean?
Like, because
cancel
all,
it?
Well, cancel it. Wait, any of the subscription services that you have, if you
I
just
don't
had
have
to get
I
rid
don't
of one.
Sling.
Sling. Okay.
I don't have enough
yeah.
to like have to choose one. We're trying
hate,
to decide what to choose
I
if
I
had
hate
to cancel
that I have
something.
To pee during your podcast.
Oh,
I hate it too.
You want to know the only thing I actually pay for? Mm. Spotify. because Spotify gave me Hulu for free, and I used to pay for Hulu. So with
Spotify, now you have both.
Yeah, so
for
I
one
got
price.
Spotify,
which is how much?
$10.
$10 a month, but Spotify you get like unlimited music.
Yeah, and I get Hulu.
Is it like the Apple or you Spotify? You can like it's unlimited. Like you can listen to
it's
a whole
unlimited
album.
Music. Yeah, you can listen to any album.
But it's not like on
Spotify.
Random.
No.
Like it's not like
not like Pandora.
Right.
No,
okay.
You can go to a specific one.
And it's $10 a month, and it comes with Hulu.
Yeah.
And then doesn't Hulu come with Disney Plus now?
I think it's an optional
to add it
to
on.
Add on there. Yeah.
No, if you had Verizon, you get Disney Plus for free for a year.
Yeah. That's
but I get that and Netflix free now because there's five of us living in the house. Like, right. Who's got what? All right.
That's exactly it. That's how you do it. Yeah. You're like, okay, you got the Netflix one. I got the Hulu.
I've got Disney Plus, but I don't pay for it. My brother-in-law was just like, do you want a password? And I was like, sure. And all I've done with it so far is I watched Even Stevens, the entire series,
because
I grew up watching that show and I haven't seen it for years. And then I finished that, and then that was it. Nope. And then the other day I went, I haven't seen Angels in the Outfield in decades. And I went on there, and I'm like, holy shit, Disney Plus. Because I actually looked the last time I went to Amoeba to see if they had it on DVD or VHS, and they didn't.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, oh, maybe they got it on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
No.
Damn.
Angels in the Outfield is not on Disney Plus.
Is that a Disney movie?
Yes.
Well, it will be coming. Eventually, it will be
It'll be coming, I guess.
Damn, man.
I know.
Just do like, this outside so until they put it on Disney Plus.
Let me ask you.
I literally do not use Disney Plus.
Is Shia LaBeouf your actor of your generation?
I think he is. Tom Hardy, and not Tom Hardy. No.
What do you mean by that?
He's your guy. You love
actor?
Shia.
I like Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah.
But he's your favorite.
He's not my generation.
Yeah?
I mean, I guess. What do you mean by that? Because him and I are the same age?
Yeah.
But my generation also has Leonardo DiCaprio and
so
like...
So who is it?
Fucking...
Well, then who is it?
I mean, I don't know. I like a lot of actors, dude.
I would say
Leo's probably like Shia. Dude, I'm not going to lie to you. I love Shia LaBeouf and I admire his...
I think Leo, bro. For him, he loves... Well, that's his thing. He loves... Shia.
Yeah, I do.
He does.
But he knows Leo's the killer.
I think Leonardo DiCaprio probably is the actor of my generation.
He brings Leo out late at night when there's no other dogs.
And now Joaquin
park.
Phoenix. Huh?
Yeah, man. That motherfucker's really...
He's
always
a great
been
actor.
Great, but then you're like, you forget.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like, oh yeah, this guy's pretty good. Especially mm-hmm. when he went through that weird...
Yeah.
That weird...
phase.
I am Joaquin, whatever. Yeah.
That mockumentary?
Yeah. Which,
that was interesting.
Oh, I made a mockumentary. No, motherfucker, you went crazy.
Yeah.
You filmed it, and then you're like, how do we spin this? Oh, you did it on purpose. For no reason other than you wanted to do it.
Oh, that's the best excuse when you I did it on purpose.
But I like in his little acceptance speech, he said, you know, I know I'm not a perfect. I've done a lot of stupid things in the past, and I pissed off a lot of people. Like, it was all in his best actor award speech.
Yeah.
I like him. I like him as an actor, and I think he's a cool dude.
I think I just realized how he is very talented.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think Tom Hardy is a phenomenal actor of our time, too. It doesn't get enough play.
Yeah. Yeah.
Doesn't get, like, talked about, and I think he's fucking great.
Well, because most of his movies, he has a fucking mask on.
Yeah, that's right.
That's the only reason.
They always got to block his face, bro.
You know, we also
Mad
have...
Max, they blocked his face. Mm-hmm. Fucking Bane, they blocked his face.
Dunkirk,
yeah,
he's wearing the flight
mask. I've complained
the whole time.
About that before too. He's such a good actor. I don't like it when they hide it, you know.
Yeah,
but dude, I mean, you can't even say my generation because Shia LaBeouf
he really likes Shia LaBeouf
a lot.
He does, man.
Dude, the kid.
The fact that I
like
mentioned
it's
what upset him. He's like, whoa, wait
a
minute.
Yeah,
you're gonna make me defend something I love,
dude.
Like the pit bull, bro. Shia LaBeouf is his acting pit bull.
He's your pit.
Dude,
because he's kind of like a pit bull. You can't let him off the leash.
You
got to
admire like
he's your honey boy.
Where he's come from.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I just think he's a great actor. He also went crazy too, but I mean, like, he had a fucking like traumatizing
childhood. Yeah, exactly.
But
you can't have a regular life if you're a child actor.
Yeah, I think he's a phenomenal actor. But no, what I was going to say is like, you can't really say my generation because we just had an Oscars with Al Pacino.
Yeah.
Fucking Joe Pesci and Anthony Hopkins nominated
that
it.
That
was that's like two other people's generations, and they're still getting nominated.
But you've only seen them as old men.
That's not true.
You never saw them,
dude.
When they
Anthony
were
Hopkins.
Out with shit.
That's not true. I went back and watched.
You never
those movies.
No, but I'm saying no. You've
what
only
mean,
known
live?
Them as old men.
I don't think that's true.
Shia, you've seen since Even Stevens.
Yeah, well, I've seen him as a child, too.
You grew up with him.
Well, we're the same age.
Since Even.
Pretty much. I think he's like 2 years older than me.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't understand what you guys are saying.
Like, Shy is your generation.
Sure, I guess, because we're the same age.
Leo's more mine.
Yeah.
You know, because it's like, oh, I remember when this motherfucker.
I think Leo's my. I think Leo's my generation.
I remember seeing Leo on what was he?
So do I. I'm not that much younger than you guys.
Growing Pains, man.
Yeah.
I remember watching Leo on Growing Pains.
Dude, I remember that. Fucking Romeo and Juliet.
Yep.
What was the other one? Basketball Diaries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I never saw it.
Gilbert Grape?
Oh, dude, that was a great
one. I've seen him grow up.
So this is why I say that he's my generation, right? Is because I didn't hop on the Leo train. Like, I didn't see Basketball Diaries and shit like that. Did see What's Eating Gilbert Grape.
Yeah.
You know, but then I didn't know it was fucking Leo DiCaprio.
Oh, I watched him grow up. I watched him from a little boy to a grown ass man that he is now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know?
Jaden Smith.
Who's he's nobody's generation.
Generation, man.
I don't even know people his age that like him.
You know people his age?
Yeah.
Dude, he's next level.
Yeah.
I do know that he comes into the bar like twice a week where my sister works.
Yeah.
And she says he's a douche.
I mean, of course.
She says that he does not tip. Leaves zero tip.
I think I did hear that.
Yeah.
That's right.
And she also told me that what he's also known to do is to call ahead and order a bunch of food and then not come and pick it up. Nor would he pay for it or anything.
Wow.
That's fucked up.
He doesn't seem like a... He doesn't... Yeah, he was...
Man, spoiled kids just don't understand.
Dude, Will Smith is my generation.
His parents just let him go nuts.
That's another... Will Smith's my generation. I grew up with Will Smith him being a teenager.
Okay, Will, Leo, or Shia, who you...
Why do we have to choose one? They're all great actors of my generation.
Mary fuck kill, yeah, come on.
Which one?
Oh, man. Dude, it's fucking
He's
tough,
like, I'd fuck all of them.
Yeah, man.
Right now.
I think I'd probably kill Will Smith, dude.
Oh, man.
Because, like, he's probably involved in some weird shit. Yeah. Like, you know he's in the dark arts or something, you know?
Like, what makes you know
say
it. That?
Bro, you know it. Like, no, he's gonna end up dead in a helicopter or something,
So that's your version of Mary fuck kill. I meant, who would you let fuck you, marry you, and kill you?
Oh, they're all going to kill me?
Yeah.
I was going to kill Will Smith.
Oh, damn, bro. But if you had to choose one of them killing you.
I'd probably marry Shia LaBeouf because I think that we
can. I know you would. That's it. It's Shia, man.
Because if we weren't fucking, we're just married, then I can just be like, bro, you want to film like an indie film together? And then be like, yeah. And then we would just have like a lot in common, you know?
All right.
Yeah, dude. All
right, so you would let Shia marry you.
Yeah.
So you would fuck Leo.
I mean, it's Leo. Okay.
And you would let Will kill you.
All right. No, bro. I'm going to kill him.
Kill, okay.
At least you got killed by the son. Fresh Prince.
Yeah, there you go.
Man, yeah. Yeah.
All right, okay.
Yeah, and then Tom Brady I'm seeing on the side. This podcast has been all over the place, bro.
Isn't that like how it always is?
When you're on.
When I'm on. Yeah, man. That's what I want to do to these people. I want to get in there, and I want to let them feel all the emotions. That's how it feels watching 600-pound life.
All right.
I care about you, and now I don't, and you're a prick, and Dr. Now's the genius.
All right, I got a question for you. Who's your generation's stand-up comedian?
Stand-up comedian?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Don't talk about nobody who hasn't had a special in fucking 3 years.
No. My generation's... I mean...
Somebody who's dead.
I would say Rock.
Who?
Chris Rock. Rock was the...
So we're talking about your generation meaning...
defining...
Meaning someone who was defining when you were really, really young and even still they're out.
The spark of like the
change, I like Rock.
The change that he had... In bringing stand-up back in it, Chris Rock was in my timeline.
He's doing a new Saw movie.
I know.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah, I want to see that.
Because I think the generation that's after me, it's Dane.
Mm-hmm.
Dane defines their generation.
Yeah, but see, I can relate to that because I'm a generation after you a little bit, and I started with Dane.
Yeah.
When Dane was at his top, I started.
Yeah.
And
what I mean by
but
this
I don't,
is,
I think,
what
I think
I mean
so,
is the comic that made you aware of
okay, see,
being
I'm talking about
thing.
Your generation, meaning like you can say that they were huge when you started, and that they're too. Still huge
well,
now.
Well, it was this guy.
I don't think Dane is still huge. I think a lot of comics started because of Dane, and then like half of those comics aren't even fans of his anymore.
Yeah, no, of course not. No, but Dane is the one.
I mean, I still like Dane.
Dane's the big reason that there was the resurgence to stand up. He really did
fucking
put a stamp, and that is what I mean, that there we all have this defining comic where it was the moment when it felt like everybody's like, that's the stand up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's a hard one for me too, because I started with Dane, but I can't really think of anybody else who's still doing it. Like, I also started because of Cosby, and I can't say him either. Because I gotta be someone who's still like on top, you know?
I can't really
think of it because there's so many guys I started with. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what that generation means.
Chappelle.
That's why.
Right?
That's why Rock is great. Rock had a relevant fucking stand-up special last year.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Chappelle, I think, whatever generation Pete Davidson is part of, Chappelle's that. Chappelle's their hero because you could see it in their mannerisms, especially with Pete. Pete is very Chappelle-ish.
There's a lot of guys like that.
Pete's very, very, but like
you know
just
what?
the. You can see, if you really watch it, you could see the influence.
Okay.
You know what's weird about me, and I'll probably get a lot of shit for this? I never was a big Chappelle fan.
All right, I'm leaving.
Mm-hmm. take me with you.
I'm not saying that I'm not anymore, and I'm not saying that I don't think he's good. Yeah. I think he's brilliant. He changed.
No, he did.
When he started, he was a different type of comic, including the Chappelle Show. And that humor to me was never really funny.
Yeah.
That type of humor. And then when he changed into this person who talks about very serious issues, I really think a lot of it's brilliant. But then again, some of it I don't really agree with. And then some of it's not necessarily very funny as much as you can just talk about a lot of stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know? So I still never I mean, I think he's brilliant, but
I think
he's not like...
So the breakdown of like a comic's career... You have to understand the first few appearances on TV is this. It's like the first album. It's the first, you know, like when you heard Doggy Style by Snoop for the first time. It's fucking Biggie's Ready to Die. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's that here's everything I've worked for energy, personality-wise, putting out there, but I still need you to buy it.
Mm-hmm.
I still need you to buy into me, you know? And with Chappelle... That's why his like first stuff is a little bit more goofy. There is some serious things, but it's goofier, you know? It's a little bit more imaginative, right? Then he went through that weird... I think the tabloid era of Chappelle is what made him who he is now, because he saw all the love that was being given to him immediately turn.
Huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that turns somebody. And that makes him go like, oh, and then just the age... And then there's just a realization of, like, they weren't really seeing my point of view. Like, Dane had a dark turn, but Dane had a dark turn because dark shit happened in his life at that moment. Brother stealing from him, parents dying, all that. So that turn happened, you know? And then all of a sudden, everybody just shitting on him for no reason, just because it became popular to do so.
Yeah.
You know? So they're, like... What they're producing, and it's kind of like Shia LaBeouf, what they're making... is really it's just kind of what's come from their fucking moment in the spotlight and how it's ruined them. You know what I'm saying? So then they all had to make this choice of how much more am I going to speak about myself. You even see it with Eminem, his recent albums, where he's like, okay, fuck it, man. You guys all turned, so I'm just going to put these out, and I'm not even tell you. Because it's in the end, it was all for me anyway.
Yeah.
Like, I'm done. I'm done with the pop hits. I'm done with that. This is it. Enjoy it or not.
Right.
You know? And it's interesting to see an artist when they're in that mode. When it's the enjoy it or not. Mm-hmm. I don't care if you do or don't.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Some of the best stuff is released.
Yeah. But it is stuff that makes people go like, well, was this
good?
See,
I thought that the one before that Chappelle special, the one that he did in the Belly Room.
Yeah.
Because when he had the Netflix deal, he released like three specials at once. But the Belly Room one I thought was phenomenal. I thought it was like the best thing that he's ever done.
Yeah, it was really good.
And then the most recent one that everyone got all offended about, I was like, meh. Like, it was fine.
I think that one was released a little too...
late.
Maybe not too late, but I think it would have been better if he just rested. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like, I get it, man. You have something to say now, but
yeah.
Did you?
Here's what happened in my generation of stand-up comedy, because I, now that we're talking about it, I'm trying to like phase together this foggy memory.
Yeah.
But here's what happened. There was guys I started with, like Dane and Pablo.
Yeah.
And fucking, you know, like Cosby, all these guys that like got me interested and put comedy on my radar.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, like it kind of, and then I'm trying to think of like, so who's the, my generation? Cause it's not them, because they didn't stay with me.
Yeah.
And then, who stayed with me was like now like Burr.
Yeah.
And Louis C.K. And those guys are still around, but they weren't there in the beginning. You didn't learn about them until you were
later.
Deep into comedy.
Yeah, yeah.
Because at the time, they weren't that famous. But if you knew about comedy, you knew about them. But now the world knows about them.
Yeah. Tosh.
So what happened like in between there? Tosh, yeah, I'm not a big fan of him anyway.
Yeah.
But something happened in between there, and I just realized what it was. From the guys who got me into it, and then now the guys who I still relate to, like Burr and stuff like that, like who I think are my generation's comic. But what happened in between is that I met all these great fucking comics.
Yeah, you got it.
And they became my generation.
Yeah.
Like, I fucking grew up as a comedian watching you.
They became your career generation.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, now I'm
like, you meet dudes,
yeah,
and you're like, fuck, why isn't that guy famous?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I came into it and grew watching, like, you know, you and Dustin would come by.
Yeah.
And go up, and I'd be like, watching these crushers, bro.
Yeah.
Like, that's my generation. And now I'm, like, with you guys. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, you're part
of our... So that's what happened in the middle.
You're part of our... that's career generation. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Yeah, you would be considered in our camp. Oh, there's this camp of comics that's on the weird bubble. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting.
It is interesting.
I don't know, man. Comedy's fucking weird, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell me about it, bro.
I know, man.
Well, that's why I like it.
Yeah?
This is weird.
It's so weird, isn't it?
It's better than normal.
But then you realize everything's weird.
Everything is weird, yeah, if you look at it.
And you know how I realize this?
How?
By watching my 600-pound life. It's all strange.
It all goes back to that, bro.
The only people that ever succeed on 600-pound life are the husbands that are trying to get in shape for their wives or their fiance. You know, it's never the other way around.
Why?
Because the women can always withhold sex until you get them food.
That's so, oh God.
And in the end, that's the thing. So the problem with people who are are in that bedridden situation is they don't want to get better. They say they do, but they don't. They still want to eat terrible and then get better. Mm-hmm. They want to magic, cut it all off, and just let me keep being me. So you need that person who's like, no. And it's harder for a husband or a male fiance to say no when the girl's like, well, then I'm not going to, I ain't going to do nothing with you. You know, literally, there was one episode where Dr. Now is talking to the husband and was like, why do you keep doing this? She does special things for me, man. And she said, yeah, that's how I keep getting me these snacks. But the other way around, the overweight husband always loses weight.
Oh, damn.
I see that.
Yeah.
I did it once.
Yeah.
You want to get that dick sucked,
right,
bro?
Man, dude, you did get in shape. That's right.
Yeah, that's all it takes, bro.
Yeah, you're like, okay, I'm going to make this work.
That's all it takes is the right girl.
Yep.
Nick. When does the HBO special come
out?
March 20th.
Yeah.
You can click on HBO and it'll be right there. You can search Nick Gehr and it'll be on there.
Or March 21st is when it's going to be on. I don't know how they work their fucking release online.
You get like an hour and a half of Nick tonight.
If it's not
but you
there
get a half hour of him on March 20th.
Yeah, if it's not there March 20th, it's there
March 21st. At midnight.
Dude, you know what I loved about doing this one?
What?
So because it's not HBO... They didn't check any of our material for the first one, the little 15-minute one I did, and this one. They're just do whatever. Great. Like, there was no fucking execs in it. There was nothing. It's like, go out there and have fun. Kill it. Because anything else you do, they're in your material.
Yeah.
They're checking it.
I've heard that about Netflix, too.
Yeah. And it's like
I know comics that did Netflix specials.
HBO doesn't do that?
Well,
HBO Latin.
I don't know if HBO doesn't do it. HBO Latino didn't do it.
Okay.
Because I think they were just like, hey, we got a project. Go ahead. Have fun. We trust you.
So maybe not. Actually, so maybe not HBO, because HBO, you know, it's rated R. A lot of, like, they don't bleep the cursing. It's not like a network. It's not like Comedy Central.
No. They don't have to.
Yeah. Really, or The Tonight Show.
Yeah.
You know?
Everything else they kind of have to filter out. Okay, how's it going to
So
hit?
You said that you had to do a 15-minute first.
Well, I did a 15-minute with them, the series.
Mm-hmm.
And through that, you know, then they started saying, now we're going to do half hours. See, the company that's doing it together is slowly progressing inside the HBO team as, like, we are going to be the team that produces these specials for you. And just give us more time. Trust us.
Yeah.
Let us give these comics more than just 10, more than just 7, which is what they first were with. Comics are doing 7, you know, and then it became 10, and then became 15, and now it's 30.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just watching that company.
So does your 15-minute air already?
Yeah, it already came out. Yeah, you can stream that.
Okay.
And they put me first up.
Gotcha.
They edited it to where I'm the first.
We want to see your half-hour special, bro.
Dude, I'm excited. I'm excited.
Are you happy with the performance?
As much as I can be. I don't know how it's going to sit anymore. I don't know which jokes.
Would you kill it?
I don't know which jokes they officially chose.
Did you have a killer set?
The main part of the set was a killer set. There was a few jokes that I wanted to just do.
Did you just do one tape there?
Yeah. I wish it was two.
Yeah.
It would have been so nice. To have
done. Why are you excited about the intro?
Because my intro is me hating figuring out a set for this fucking special. So it just shows me with all these notes. And I told them this is what I want to do. I don't want to be the guy that pretends he's great and slick and watch me. I can fucking do this. So I'm sitting around my notes saying, none of this shit's funny. What the fuck's going on? What am I doing? Does this even make sense? We're just going to do this and this and that. No, yeah, switch it to the process of what really goes through our head.
Yeah.
I'm so tired of it looking slick.
Is it made to look like you're in the green room when you're doing it?
They put it like in a fucking brick wall kind of underground thing. So I was like, that's fine. You know, and then I told them, I was like, I don't want to walk to the microphone. I just want to be there and the lights turn on.
Mm.
And so they did that for me. So I was very happy. Yeah, because I was like, we don't need to walk. I don't want the high fives. I don't want to walk through. You know, this isn't a fucking basketball game. It's a stand-up.
Mm-hmm.
Just show me right at the mic. The minute I say this, turn on the lights and the special start.
I like a special start like that.
Yeah, because it's like, yo, I'm going to just pump it up with one word.
And no intro. You're just out there already. Just go.
Done.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. Well, March 20th, you guys. Besides that, you got any dates coming up?
I'm going on tour with this thing, with the Entrenos thing. So we start this weekend. So this is coming out Friday.
Mm-hmm.
We will be in New Mexico, and then Saturday, Phoenix, and then Saturday, Tucson, and then Sunday, Phoenix.
Cool.
And then it'll be like Dallas.
Is there a name of the special?
The tour?
The special.
The special is Love Me at My Worst.
Love Me at My Worst.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah.
And what's the name of the tour?
It's going to be the worst I'm ever going to be on stage. That's also me saying, I hope somebody criticizes and like, yeah, this was his worst.
what's the name of the tour?
It's just the Entrenos tour.
The what?
The Entrenos. It's their series.
Gotcha.
Basically, like, now we're here kind of shit.
Okay.
Kinda.
Where are the dates?
I have it up on my Instagram, Nick Comic. They have it up on their website. Orlando is sharing it. We all have different dates. Ida. Okay. So, yeah, I have mine up on my Instagram.
Great.
Yeah.
Fantastic, bro.
We'll see how it goes, man.
I'm happy for you, dude.
Well, you know, I'm hoping that, like, we've talked about this. Each little thing you do, you hope is a little slingshot up to the next step.
Yeah.
You know, because there's nothing that really just pops. It's just you get to all these steps and all of a sudden.
Hey, man, at the end of the day, it's a fucking HBO special.
No, I'm I know. Yeah.
So.
Which is what got me into stand-up, HBO specials.
That's cool, man.
Yeah, there you go, bro. Congratulations, Nick.
Thanks, man. Thank
you. I'm happy for you.
Thank you, Augustino.
He's Nick Comic on Instagram. I'm at Augustino Zoida. Kevin is at The Real Kev Lyons, and you guys can reach me on all the social medias, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, or you can just go to homeschoolpod.com, click on contact. You can email me. Everything's on there. And don't forget to go to homeschoolpod.com for the merch and the tour dates. And don't forget to click the link in the description for Masterclass or to get a quote for pet insurance from Embrace. And that's it. I want to thank Nick Guerra for coming on today. And I want to thank Kevin Lyons for being here. And I want to thank all of you guys for tuning in and continuing to support the Homeschool Podcast. Have a great week. We'll see ya. You don't own me. Yeah. You don't own me. Well, let's go. But I'm Gerald. Yeah. And I can always have just what I want. She's the baddest, I would love to flaunt. Take her shopping, you know Yves Saint Laurent. But nope, she ain't with it though. All because she got her own though. Boss, boss, if you don't know, she could never ever be a broke. You don't own me. I'm not just one of your many toys. You don't own me. Don't say I can't go with other boys.
Well, it feels like a scary story. Prison is just a scary story. Yeah.
Bored of basic. No. She's the baddest, straight of vicious. Texting her and asking her if she's alone. And send some pictures. She said no.
What?
Well, goddamn. Damn. She said come over and see it for yourself. Never asking for your help. Independent woman, she ain't for the shelf. No.
Nah.
She's the one. Smoke with her until the. Stand up until we see the sun. The baddest ever. Swear she do it better than I ever seen it done. Yeah. Never borrow, she ain't never alone. It's when she told me she ain't never, ever, ever, ever gonna be on.
Like that's a different type of terrifying where you're crazy. That crazy. Yeah.